KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for this Friday, the 22nd day of January. Well, a low-pressure system will be moving over Northern California today, causing snow showers over the Sierras. Now, this is not a very wet storm system, but cold air will cause some snow levels to lower to about 4,000 feet, perhaps a little lower at times during the heavier showers. National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the Sierras above 4,500 feet from 10 this morning through 10 tonight. Expect occasional snow showers during this time period. The total snow accumulation above 4,500 feet will range from about 2 to 7 inches. Motorists over the Sierra Nevada passes should be prepared for travel delays and possible chain controls later today. Now, today's weather event is the first in a series of storms expected to hit the foothills and the Sierras over the next 10 to 7 days.
And the Amador County Sheriff Office actively looking for a 44-year-old Pine Grove resident for the murder of Savannah Lee Berger. The suspect, Jerry Lee Adams Jr., has been the focus of a search since the remains of 27-year-old Berger were identified through rapid DNA testing last weekend. A missing persons report filed by the woman's mother back in October when her daughter had missed an important court date. At that time, deputies discovered through cellular phone data Berger was last in the West Point area. Well, last Saturday, Amador Sheriff Office investigators, bureau, and crime scene technicians searched an area near West Point, locating human remains, along with other evidence. An arrest warrant for Adams was then obtained on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the county sheriff office SWAT team, with the assistance of patrol and investigation personnel, attempted to serve the warrant at a home on Climax Road near Pioneer Drive, but could not locate Adams. Jerry Lee Adams Jr. is described as a white male, 44 years of age, 6'1", 225 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. A photo of Adams is posted on the KVGC Facebook page. Now, if anyone has info on Adams, please call the Amador County Secret Witness Program. Again, Secret Witness Program, 223-4900, or the Amador County Sheriff Office at 223-6500.
And Sutter Creek Fire, along with units from Amador Fire, rolled to a reported structure fire yesterday afternoon, just after 12:30. The fire was reported at a home off of Sutter Highlands Drive. Unfortunately, when first responders arrived, they discovered the structure fully involved in flames. Additional crews and resources were called to the scene when the fire began to move towards nearby vegetation. CAL FIRE, along with the Pine Grove Camp, responded and were able to quickly contain the extension into the vegetation. Fire crews remained on scene throughout the late afternoon with mop-up operations. The cause of yesterday's fire is under investigation.
And the 30-day public comment period now open for comment on the draft Amador County 2021 through 2025 Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy Document. Now, the draft SEDS document is the culmination of the process designed to bring together the public and private sectors to diversify and strengthen our regional economy. The info contained in the document may be used for future planning, funding applications, and development projects within the county and region. Additionally, the Economic Development Administration requires an approved SEDS document to qualify for assistance. The draft SEDS document available on the Amador County website with the County Chamber of Commerce website as well. The document will be provided via email or hard copy upon request. Please submit any questions or comments to the Amador County Economic Development Department at 223-6733. The comment period runs through March 8th. Following the comment period, a public hearing will be held in Supervisors' Chambers Tuesday, March 9th at 10:30.
And Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DiBasilio, along with members of the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, rolled up their sleeves yesterday and began receiving COVID vaccinations. DiBasilio said the Sheriff's Office is receiving vaccinations to enhance the safety of first responders and the public. Deputy sheriffs must enter homes during calls for service that include, but are not limited to, crimes in progress, medical aid calls, and assisting paramedics and fire departments. In addition to the vaccinations, the sheriff's office is issuing sanitizing products, face coverings, and other related items as part of each deputy's personal protective equipment. Sheriff's Deputy Sidney Ellum administered the vaccinations yesterday. In addition to her regular duties, Deputy Ellum is a tactical EMT for the Sheriff's Office. To expedite the vaccinations, Deputy Ellum was assisting the health department to increase the amount of vaccinations distributed per day. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.